Ether.fi says 80% of its assets. Now sit in non-restaked positions. Ether.fi said on July 10th that 80% of its assets now sit in non-restaked positions, up from 50% a month earlier. In its post, the protocol said it currently holds zero slashable allocations and carries A-plus ratings from independent risk audit firms. The framing was blunt. Security as a product, not a feature. For a staking protocol, the number is a risk dial. For Ether.fi as a card issuer, it touches the collateral that sits behind everyday spending. The collateral behind the card Ether.fi cash is not a top-up prepaid product. It lets holders spend against their on-platform balances, so the assets in the protocol double as the backing for card transactions. That design is what makes this disclosure relevant to cardholders rather than only to stakers chasing yield. Restaking adds a layer of return by pledging staked ETH to secure additional networks. It also adds slashing risk. If a validated service misbehaves or an operator faults, a slice of the pledged stake can be cut. Moving assets out of those positions trades some potential upside for a smaller chance of a forced loss on the collateral pool. Cutting slashable allocations to zero, if it holds, removes the most direct path by which a slashing event could impair the assets a cardholder is borrowing against. An incremental move, not a redesign. Nothing about the card's fees, rewards, or supported regions changed with this post. Ether.fi did not announce a new tier or a new market. The 50% to 80% shift is a treasury and risk decision, and the protocol is choosing to publicize it as a selling point, while restaking as a category still carries reputational baggage from earlier DPEG and slashing scares across the sector. The self-reported nature is worth flagging. The zero slashable and A-plus claims come from Ether.fi's own account, with named third-party auditors referenced but not linked in the post. Cardholders who want to confirm the composition should check Ether.fi's published risk dashboards rather than take the tweet at face value. The read for cardholders. If you spend through an Ether.fi card, the practical takeaway is modest and positive. The pool backing your positions is being steered toward lower risk allocations. That sits alongside the broader appeal of cards that let you spend from your own on-chain balance rather than parking funds with a custodian. It does not change your rewards or your limits today.